Blog Talk Radio. Deus e Pai, glorificamos o teu nome, entregamos toda a honra e glória nesta noite, te agradecendo por mais esta oportunidade de estarmos reunidos para servir o teu reino, Senhor. Abençoa, Senhor, todos os teus filhos e filhas que estão aqui reunidos, abençoa os nossos convidados, abençoa o irmão Curtis e o irmão Marcos, abençoa também o irmão José, Senhor, que eu sei que está presente. Deus, que tudo resulte para a tua glória. Traz, Senhor, a tua provisão, o teu maná para o teu povo. E enche-nos da tua alegria. Dá-nos a vitória que tens programado para o dia de hoje para o teu povo. Este é o nosso desejo, que nos faças instrumentos da tua graça nas tuas mãos, em nome e para a glória de Jesus. Amém. Meus irmãos, nós agradecemos a vossa presença. Agradecemos àqueles que estão ouvindo. Perdão, e aqueles que ainda irão ouvir nos arquivos este programa, temos a alegria de ter juntamente connosco novamente os irmãos da América, da Reserva de Pine Ridge, os irmãos Curtis e Marcos, que estarão connosco trazendo notícias do trabalho daquela reserva. Eles tiveram recentemente uma semana de encontro ali onde eles operou. E eles estão trazendo novidades para o crescimento do corpo. Estão contando coisas que Deus operou. E isso nos alegra, porque sabemos que Deus está cumprindo o seu projeto de preparar um exército a nível mundial. Um exército de valentes, de guerreiros, de pessoas que somente querem a honra do Senhor Jesus. E nós vamos alegrar com as notícias que eles têm para nos trazer. Por isso, convido-vos a todos que fiquem junto connosco, que não percam esta oportunidade de se alegrar juntamente com o corpo de Cristo, ao qual vocês fazem parte. Que Deus os abençoe, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Brothers and sisters, thank you again for your presence. My pleasure to have all true worshippers again joining our program. A pleasure again to have our family from Pine Ridge joining with us, joining forces. It is a special program because we are going to be informed by our brother Curtis and Marcus from some news. They have been an encounter there in the last week of April, and God has operated a lot there. There was wonders there. And I invite every one of you that are accompanying this brotherhood with us to stay with us, to hear from his own experience what they saw God do there. How was the fight? Because it was with fight, but I know that more were the fruits for the kingdom than the problems that the devil could have did there to stop the plan of God. So thank you for your presence. I know this is a special problem in God will fill us all with his joy, because all of us are praying for this work, are praying for this ministry, and we are seeing how God is connecting all the groups that he is preparing to join forces for the last days. So if you are praying for these brothers, if you are praying for the people in that reservation, tonight is the night that God has prepared. Lots of joy, because you are hearing, you will hear the testimonies of the warriors that prepare, did the will of God, and they fight. They had to go through fight. The devil is not happy with his work, but we are happy when the devil is not happy. That's why we are enemies of the devil. So tonight is our vengeance. Tonight is one of the nights that God has prepared to strengthen our hearts, our mind, in the will, in the kingdom, in the things of the kingdom. So Tonight is the night that God will reward us with spiritual gifts for all our praise, for all our fighting that together we are doing to bless the rest of the body that is there in Pine Ridge. So stay with us. As usually, we will have some period to praise our God, to tell Him with our heart and mouth how important He is to us. And then I have already two numbers here. I guess it's Brother Marcos and Brother Curtis. So God is here and He wants to manifest His glory to all of us. Just stay tuned and keep praying, because bigger is the one that is with us, okay? God bless you and thank you for your presence.
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life.
Thank you. Say every praise. praise.
Every praise
is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Are you Lord God Almighty?
I'm the Father. I praise you. I adore you. I give you thanks for your spirit that is dwelling amongst us. And now you bless Brother Marcos and Brother Curtis. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit and bring us the news that will straighten our hearts. We are so blessed for having you as our Father, as our God, for the faith that you put in our hearts to know you as the only God, the God of the universe, that has given his own Son by our sins. May the Lord bless us all. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, I am rejoicing here in the Holy Spirit. I know that this is the result, the answer of our prayer. Now, I hope that all the phones work. Okay, I'm going to unmute this one. Okay, who is here? Hello?
Grace and peace. Hello?
Brother Marcos, warrior of God, how are you?
Well, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord tonight, and it's good to hear your voice, and I believe that Brother Curtis is with us tonight as well, and we are both, yes. To be honest, we're both pretty extremely tired tonight because we both had to do a lot of manual labor today on the ranch that we oversee and take care of. But my spirit is strong, and we come with good reports. We come with the doings of God, the deeds of God that he did during our conference. And Brother Jose, it was just tremendous to see the person of the Holy Spirit in full force and action each day, each night during our conference. And we
Amen.
Had people that attended from Canada, just a number of other states here in our country. And we know that many could not come, many tried to come, but were delayed and stopped at the last minute through different difficulties. God be the glory. We had a tremendous breakthrough in the Spirit. And I know that you were praying for us, your listeners were praying for us, and we want to give the glory to God for giving us breakthroughs during that conference.
Amen, brother. If you are really tired, and I believe that you are, just let me know when you want to end, okay? Because I don't want you to force behind your strength. I know that the Lord has warned you that you are working hard, and I know that you must rest. So just go where your limits they leave you to go, okay, my brother? We are blessed for your presence, but I don't want to get healed because I don't want another officer down, okay?
Well, thank you, brother, for your concern. And again, I speak for my son, Curtis, as well. I know he's tired, but again, we are strong in our spirit tonight, and we've not been able to be with you for, a couple of times, and there's explanations behind that. But we are here tonight, and we thank you for your understanding of what we were going through. But I want to say tonight.
Let me just unmute our brother Curtis, because I think.
Yeah, please.
It's his number. Hello, brother.
Hey there, my brother.
Hey, <how are you?
laughs> That would be a good idea to unmute me before you get going.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, my brother, doing good. You know me. I thank God for God's work, but, every once in a while we got to get to our secular work, amen. There's a lot of fences to fix and a lot of cattle to brand this week, so.
I can only imagine. Okay, brother. it's your show now. I just want to know that God has, I know that he has made wonders there. I know that the devil tried to stop it. So just let us know your adventure there.
Well, Brother Curtis, I'm going to let you go first and just share, you know, some of the experiences you had, and I'll jump in there and we'll tag team back and forth. it was just totally awesome. Go ahead, Brother Curtis.
Well, I'll let you know. First of all, a couple ways that the devil tried to stop everything from happening is there was a little miscommunication there as far as how many people were showing up and when they were showing up and where to meet them at. We kind of had to juggle that around for the first couple of days. And then you know, the outhouses being kind of late, that was another little hiccup. Trying to get our praise and worship leaders there. By the way, praise and worship was awesome there, you guys. Just real quick for those that are listening, if we have your mailing address, as soon as our DVDs get in, they should be to me in about 5 to 7 days. I should have them, then I should start burning them. So I'll let you guys know whenever the DVDs of the conference, they have everything from the beginning to the end. During the deliverance part of it, just everything in there, the praise and worship, you guys, it's awesome. Of course, free of charge. So yes, you guys get a chance to watch the DVD, you know, at home and just be a part of the action and really feel God's presence there. So, that's mm-hmm. on a good note. Also Brother Jose, man, where to begin? Like I was sharing last week on the show, one of the most memorable parts for me was the Lord really started dealing with the young girl there as far as just healing, absolute healing in her life. Brother, I'm telling you, the power of God came down on her. She was probably laid out on the floor for at least about a good hour, only the Lord knows. And she was just receiving a lot of healing the Lord was healing a lot of hurts and wounds on the inside. And really begin to uplift her spirit, and you could see a countenance on her just boom. The next, as soon as she came up, it took her a couple tries, but amen. the Lord really did a fast work on her, and as our brother Norman Dunn said last Saturday or Sunday, he's like, tell you the truth, I was a little freaked out. And our brother from Louisiana's, you ain't never saw no deliverance before. And that kind of cracked me up because, that was a unique thing that the Lord was doing. Amen. I can go on and on.
I like your
One thing that I want to share, my friend, and all the listeners tonight, is that every day and each night, and I've been in ministry for a number of years, and Brother Curtis, you can verify the presence of them. Brother Jose, we had both adults and children and teenagers both, that throughout the conference itself, they were visited by the angels of God. And
Amen.
We had gotten reports that both children and adults had not only been visited by angels, but there had been a report that the angels that were appearing to some spoke to them and said that we are an assembly of angels that have been dispersed to protect the elect. Now, Brother Jose, okay. Every time that God does a significant move in the earth, there's always major angelic activity of God's holy angels. And the scripture validates the fact that upon his sons and daughters and the children in the last days, the Holy Spirit would begin poured out, and they would see visions and have dreams and have encounters with the Lord and his angels. And I've been in ministry for a number of years, but Brother Jose, I've never in my life, I don't think, seen as many different types of angels and as much angelic activity in one place as we did during that conference. Now, that spoke something to me, that it was the angels of God who the book of Hebrews in the first chapter, I believe it's verse 14, refers to as ministering spirits who are sent to the heirs of salvation to minister for and to them. And not only did we have angels ministering to the people at the conference, but one sister, Sister Deb, she talked and spoke and testified about how an angel of the Lord had came to her room and had brought a vial of holy oil from heaven and began to anoint her and pour that upon her. She's a Christian health counselor. She's an awesome woman of God. But that's just another testimony of the angelic activity that took place during this conference. And I believe that the anointing is tangible and transferable. Now, the reason I say that tonight, Brother Jose, is because I believe that the same anointing that was resident in that conference is still available in the spirit realm tonight in the kingdom of God. And at the end of this program tonight, I would like myself and Brother Curtis to pray and agree, and you touch and agree with us, that the same anointing that was present in that conference will be transferred to everybody tonight that's listening into this program tonight, because the anointing is transferable. There's no distance in transfer of anointing. There's no distance in prayer. There's no distance in the word of the Lord. So I'm excited tonight because I believe that at the end of this program, as we join ourselves together, yourself, myself, and Brother Curtis tonight, a threefold cord in the Holy Ghost, that those that are listening are going to be able to receive a transferable, portion of the anointing that was resident in that meeting. I have to give the Lord glory, and we saw deliverances. We saw, healings. We saw, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. We saw baptisms. We saw people give their heart to the Lord. The Lord just did so many things. And the people that came, they came hungry. And on the very first night, I have to say this. You've heard me, Brother Jose. I use the term worship warriors very often when I'm teaching or preaching.
Mm-hmm.
But at the first night of the conference, the Lord said, I've brought wounded warriors. Warriors that have been wounded and hurt through church and theology and traditions of men and satanic and demonic attacks, they came wounded, but they left worship warriors. We have testimonies of how the overflow of the Spirit and the afterglow of God was upon the people, and they went back renewed, healed, strengthened, restored, and they entered into a new dimension of Holy Spirit worship, worshiping God in truth and in spirit, So they came wounded warriors. And they left truly anointed worship warriors in the power and demonstration of the Spirit. And I have to give a shout-out to Brother Donnie Williams. He may not be listening tonight, but he was our chief praise and worship psalmist leader in the conference. And he and his team did an excellent job of glorifying Jesus, magnifying Jesus. We had the most awesome time of worship on Saturday night that I've been in for a long, long, long time. Worship, prepares our hearts to receive, that anointing. And one thing that I learned, Brother Jose, and it's been a prayer in my heart since the conference, is that I want to be able to partner with the Holy Spirit more and more and more, because the anointing and the person and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that gives a knockout punch to the devil. How many out there tonight want to give a knockout punch to the devil in the spirit? Glory to God. You can do it by the Holy Spirit. Jump in there for a moment, Brother Jose. I feel this. Glory to God.
Amen. Brother, before I forget, I will ask you for Curtis to pray again for our sister, Sweetie. She's in the hospital with his son again with problems in the his liver, I think. He has some problems that from time to time he must go to hospital. So she asked you guys to pray for his son, to everything comes well. And I would like to pray by myself for Brother Jose, because I know that he gets some wounds after helping you with this plan. And I want to stay on the gap now. I want to stay on the bridge to
Please.
Or he, because I feel that God is asking this for myself, okay? So I'm going
yes.
to pray for him and his family, and then you pray for
Thank you.
He and his son, okay? I have two people in the chat room, and those that are listening, join me in this prayer.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name I come to you, your throne of grace, and I stay, my brothers, on behalf of the life of Brother Joseph and his family. I don't know
yes.
how the devil tried to destroy the unity of his family, to know what is the problem, if it is in health, but I know. And I want to give here a testimony in front of my brother, in front of the angel. No matter what the devil is accusing him, I want to testify that he's been working with us on behalf of your kingdom.
Yes.
So in Jesus' name, not by our justice, but in Jesus' name, I come to your throne of grace and ask you for deliverance, for only your perfect will should be done in his life and in the life of his family. And I believe, Father, that nothing is just lucky or bad luck. All is in your plan, and he will come stronger, happier from this fight. And the devil will not prevail in his intentions. I don't know what is the solution, but I know that you have decided already that he is innocent and he is overcome. He is justified by the blood and the words of your son, Yahushua, that died for him and his family in that cross.
Yes.
In this we believe, in this we rest, that you will bring news from your angels, from your army, from your hosts of heaven to your son, and will deliver completely victory against all the intentions of the devil. And only your perfect will be done in this life and in these members of his family. In Jesus' name we pray, we agree. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jose, because I want to personally say that Brother Jose from New York is very special to us, and he has come under an attack. But I believe that prayer is prevailing tonight through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we pray for someone compelled by the love of God, that love activates our faith to make it effective. Brother Jose from New York is loved. You prayed for him. We agree with that prayer. We believe it's done tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Jose. And Brother Curtis, I'm going to ask you to pray first for the family that Brother Jose mentioned, and then I'm going to follow you in prayer in respect for that need tonight.
The name of that family again, Brother Marcus, I didn't hear that too well. Hello?
Brother Jose?
Sorry.
Brother Jose,
yeah.
The name of that family again, I didn't hear too well.
Sorry. I was not hearing you now. She's Rebecca, and his son is Ben.
Okay, I'm sorry, my brother, I still didn't get that. Can you type that on the chat room for me real quick?
Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And Ursa, Rebecca. And our son is Ben.
Amen.
Okay. Well, Father God, I just come before your throne room right now, Lord God, and I just ask for complete healing over Ben's life, Lord God, and Rebecca's, Lord. You know all their needs and all the things that they need of before you ask them. For your word says, I know your needs. And Father God, I just trust with you, Lord God, that all her needs, immediate needs and future needs, Lord God, will be taken care of by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And Father God, I'm reminded tonight, Scripture was one who had a servant's heart that took the ability to water the camels and made sure the camels, amen, were watered. That was a long hardship and work. And so, Father, I know by the Spirit of God that Rebecca has a servant's heart tonight. And, Father, we pray for not just her, but also Ben. We lift up this entire family. And, Father, we rebuke in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ every plot and ploy that the adversary would use to wear and tear, to wear upon them and to tear them down. This shall not be. And we bring Ben and Rebecca right now into the courts of heaven for our rendering of the justice of God, the intervention of God, the healing of God, the restoration of God. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ, our advocate, is standing right now, Father, testifying against the devil on their behalf. We know the devil's the accuser. He's the afflicter. He's the one that brings vex and hex and wear and tear. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree victory tonight for Ben and Rebecca. By the power of your goodness, mercy, and goodness shall follow them all the days of their life, Father God. And what Satan has intended shall not operate. It shall not, amen, be victorious. But the curse is reversed in Jesus' name. And he shall raise them up to be mighty and strong and pure and holy and righteous and victorious in these during times of tests and trials that they're going through. We thank you that the God of heaven shall render a judgment of justice and restoration into their lives right now. We decree it, declare it in the name of Jesus, that name that has power in heaven, on earth, and below. In that name we touch and agree right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I agree.
Thank you.
I agree, brother. And I just want to know to Sweetie, I don't know if you can hear now, but I know that you will hear later, that for us, no one stays behind, okay? You are
Amen.
With us. May the Lord bless you. Brother Curtis, Brother Marcus, continue, please. Just bring them in.
Praise God. Well, again, what I learned from this conference, Brother Jose, was that we need to come to a total place of utter dependence upon the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, you would think after 30 years in ministry, I would know that and understand that. But I learned in the proliferation of the presence of the Holy Spirit during that conference. It was magnificent. It was something that I have not seen to that degree in years of ministry myself. But what I was learning during and after the conference is that my heart had a cry in it to become ever more dependent daily upon the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For it's the anointing that Jesus himself operated under to do the works that he did. So the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So right there in that first part of that verse, how God the Father, anointed his son Jesus by the power and person of the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness. So if Jesus himself, as the Son of God, operated under the anointing and power of the Spirit through the Father's anointing, how much more do we, as sons of God in this earth today, as daughters of God and sons of God in this earth, need that same quickening Spirit, that same person, that same power, that same presence to do the work of God? So I have become so thirsty, Brother Jose. I have become so willing in my heart to do whatever I need to do, amen, to allow the person of the Holy Spirit to operate more, not just during a service, but in my daily life. When I'm walking, worshiping, or working, it doesn't matter. I want the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life to be ever present at all times, that I can be in tune with him, that I can flow with him, that I can speak with him, that he can speak with me, that he can show me things to come, he can teach me truth. I want the Holy Spirit, the person of God and by Spirit, to be my best friend, to be a constant companion.
Amen.
From the time I wake up in the morning to the time I lay down at night, and even during my night time, my night season, in my dreams, my vision, my rest, my sleep. I want the Holy Spirit to continue to work in my redeemed spirit that I might know him. Because, see, the Apostle Paul, he says something so profound in Scripture. And I used this verse this weekend, and it still burns in my heart. And the verse that the Apostle Paul used was 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, which says this, the grace of the Lord and the love of God, and here's the part that burned in my heart, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And when I looked up that word communion, it means to befriend, it means to partner with, it means to have an intimate relationship. And, Jose, I know that Jesus himself walked in the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit. In fact, it was the Spirit of God that led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested of the devil during that time where he overcame the enemy by the proceeding word out of his very mouth. It's the Holy Spirit that wants to lead us and speak to us with that still, small voice. He wants to constantly show us things to come. It's the Father's will that we live in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit is not just a something that you do when you go to a church service. Living in the Spirit is a daily lifestyle. Walking in the Spirit, as the Bible teaches in Galatians, amen, will keep us from the bondage and the deception of legalism, from the law, of men's theology, of Satan's traps. We must learn to constantly walk and live in the Spirit, because once we grow as sons of God, Brother Jose, there is a company of sons and daughters of God in this earth right now that are growing up into the full mature image of Jesus Christ. They're being conformed to his image. They're becoming partakers of his divine nature. They're being, amen, overshadowed by his presence. He's stretching out in them. He's growing in them. There's a travail in the earth. There's a travail in us that we come forth as sons and daughters of God to be led by the Spirit. For those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. Who in these end times will be able to withstand the elite and the Antichrist and the false prophet and the Antichrist spirit? Who in this time will be left to contend with the darkness that's coming upon planet Earth? Those who live and walk in the Spirit, those who are mature sons and daughters of God. We will have the battle equipment. We will be battle ready. We will be in line, standing in rank, equipped by the Spirit of God with the gifts of God. It will be those who are led by the Spirit. There are believers out there that go to churches every Sunday, every Wednesday night prayer meeting, but they're not led by the Holy Spirit. They're led by their own soul. And those who are led by their own soul, by their own flesh, their own carnality, their own mind, their own will, their own motions, amen, it's those, Brother Jose, that Satan is going to be able to deceive and just bring into seduction, and they will not be able to live after the Spirit because they're living after the flesh. God has burned this in my heart these last few days, to live in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to grow in the Spirit, to become a mature son of the Most High God. I'm still growing every day. I'm learning every day. Amen. God is, amen, he's killing me, but I can, amen, come alive in him. He must increase that I might decrease. Because, see, I can't decrease in my own strength. I've got to have him increasing in me to where he, amen, shows my flesh, amen, what it is and how I can deal with it, how I can discipline it through prayer, praise, and fasting. But there is a company, a remnant sonship company, Brother Jose, that is going to come into the full image of the Lord Jesus. They're going to take upon themselves the full armor of God, and we are going to be able to contend with the adversary and stand, and having done all to stand, but it's going to take that intimate relationship and the fellowship and friendship with the Holy Spirit. Paul said the communion of the Holy Spirit, learning how to partner with him. And the only way that you can partner with someone is to first learn to trust them. Brother Jose, you wouldn't want to go into a business. I wouldn't want to go into a business. Curtis wouldn't want to go into a business with someone we can't trust. You just wouldn't do it. And in the Father's business, we have to learn to trust in the Holy Spirit and not in our own strength. Amen. our intellect, our own flesh. Amen. We have to learn to trust in that person who Jesus called the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. Amen. God has just burned this in my heart so strong to learn to partner with Him in everything we do. And yeah, you might want to take some time, brother, to convey this, amen, to our listeners tonight. Amen. Then I'll pick it up again here in just a moment.
Amen, brother. Do you want to emphasize anything?
Jump in here, brother Curtis. I got on a roll.
Amen. Well, brother Marcus, you just go ahead and keep on your roll here. I'm fighting right now to stay awake. But it's all right. I'll make it through. Brother Jose, if you could do an update in Portugal, I can go and grab me a cup of coffee real quick.
Okay.
And get up. So I'll be right back.
Bless your heart.
Well, I was hearing Brother Marco. And the Father, I want to share this with you, with our family here, because since the beginning of this show, I am feeling like if I have a refrigerator inside of me, it's a fresh water flowing from me.
Praise God.
Joy, like a bubbling height that is flowing from inside. So I think I know that this is the Holy Spirit that is happy the Lord is here, because He has,
yes,
as the title that you gave to the show, God wants to heal, wants to prepare us, wants to reward us. So I know that this is the flowing of the river of the Holy Spirit. But as
yes,
we were
amen.
Talking, God put something in my heart to say to that troll that called to your show, to say
yeah.
that he doesn't want you guys on Canada. He doesn't know, but he was used by the devil just to appoint the way, you see, because Canada will be conquered by your work.
Yes, yes.
It just started now, okay? So it just confirmed what the devil is afraid. The devil
Come on.
Is afraid of you, Brother Mark, of your work there. It's so near Canada that it's not going to be only on Canada. It will be on the reservation. And people are waking for your anointing. You are receiving letters from people from God that they are important soldiers. They were important sometimes before. They had problems, and I ended. I don't hear them more. And you are receiving confirmation from these soldiers that are wounded, that they are feeling that God is using you to waken their hearts for God again. I'm not
yes.
mistaken. I hear something of this. I'm not going to say, but if you want to say the name of our brother, he's a precious brother to me, because I have learned a lot from his Blog Talk Radio. So, as you said, my brother, that's why he tries to put the officers down, because he knows
yes.
that God is investing in all of us. If you are being touched by the devil, just praise God. That's because you are important to God. If you are not being fight with the devil, if he's not taking care of your work that you are doing to the kingdom, that's because he has you in prison in some sin. But if you are being touched by the devil because of your faithfulness to the kingdom, because you are an intercessor, just pray. Just pray. That's the confirmation that the God, that the devil is not afraid of us, of your life, of the things that come out from your mouth in behalf of the body of Christ. And you are a soldier. What soldier is a soldier? It's a real soldier if he never fights, if he never has a fight. So if we say that we are soldiers of Jesus Christ, that's why the apostles in the scriptures, they were praising, they were happy when they were got beaten because of the kingdom. Because that was the confirmation. Okay.
Yeah.
I am suffering for the kingdom, so I know that the reward is certain. This is not some joke of crazy people. This is true. I bring the mark on my body. That's what the apostles say.
Yeah.
So if you want the glory, why not to prove the cross? Just let God use the fights to make you stronger, to make the kingdom of God more real for you. Because I can say this by myself, my brother. There were times when the Holy Spirit guided me to some valley in my life, yet I didn't see the light in the end of the tunnel. I had to be confirmed in myself to say, okay, I have the eternal life. This you can't store me. If you don't have anything more for me, this is enough. And when God sees, He brings all the other things that you need. So if you are asking for help or something, just remember, you have eternal life. Be thankful for that, because Jesus has to die for you.
That's right.
And when God will see that you understand the message, there is nothing that the God, Father of the light, cannot do by your life.
Amen.
Your health,
thank you, Lord.
Your son, your daughter, your... If you think that there are no more hope, I can tell you, God keeps the best one for the end, for the faithful ones, for those that don't leave the party, even when the wine seems to miss. But if they are there because they love the bride and the groom, and not because of the eating and drinking, if they stay with them, there is a best wine reserved for,
yes,
for me.
Yes.
Just pray. Brother, I know that you are tired. I'm going to put some song, as we still have 45 minutes. Just rest a little. Let's call the spirit of our brother Lakota, that I know that they are spiritual beings like us. And
yes.
We'll be right back, okay?
Amen. Thank you, my brother. We'll be here.
Amen. Amen.
basaita.
Amen. Before I forget, I want to invite you all to come on this Saturday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. It will be 3 p.m. Eastern Time and midday in Pacific Time. Because the Lord, as I said, while the devil is moving his armies to stop the plan of God, that bridge that I tell you, my brother, on the last show that you were here, that God is constructing, that bridge that
yes.
almost is finished with the new wood. Even then, you were fighting there, and God didn't stop to work. So this Saturday we will have a special guest that will be someone that you love very much. It will be our brother Augusto Perez.
Amen.
So this is good news. This is meat. So I hope that I can count with your presence to welcome our brother Augusto Perez. He has been on Danny Morano show, and Danny talk about our show, and he was delighted. I sent him an invitation, and he received and he agreed. So, as you can see, the devil must have afraid of us, okay? It's not us that we should have be afraid of chemtrails, of vaccinations. Okay, we must be vigilant. It's good to have...
Right.
The watchman warning about these schemes, but not to be afraid. Because
that's
if
right.
God sent the watchman, because he takes care of us, we just need to be vigilant, okay? And thanks for the watchman, thanks for the prophet. So, my brother, I hope this brings joy for your heart. Please come join us on this Saturday, 1 p.m. your time, okay?
1 p.m. our time, amen. Well, I just want to say that I'm so honored that you can have Brother Augusto Perez on there. I consider Brother Augusto a real, true apostolic watchman, and he's a man of God. He's got the heart of God, and I consider him a personal friend of mine. In fact, I will be with Brother Augusto Perez myself tomorrow night or tomorrow evening. I believe it's 5 p.m. Mountain Time. With him, and I'm so thankful that you were able to connect with this man of God, because the Lord is establishing a key network among his end-time remnant people, and you could not have a better guest on your radio program, Brother Jose, to tell about the plans of God, the purposes of God, and the heart of God. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be just awesome. And so thank God
Amen.
That he's joining the ranks. That's going to be a special blessing to you and to your listeners.
I hope that you can call to the show, because I want you to welcome our brother Augusto also. So if you please
I would love to do that. I'm going to try
okay.
to clear my schedule Saturday. It's 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Is that correct?
Yes, 1 p.m. Mountain
okay.
Time, it will be 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, I'm going to do my best, yes. Brother Jose, for you and my friend Augusto to do that. Amen. That would be an honor.
Amen. And I hope, Brother Marcos, I will try to talk with Danny, because I know that you love to know this brother, because they are going to have some kind of conference I think it's in October in South Florida. And I know that you will love to know this man. He's an anointed man that is speaking the real gospel. Brother Augusto has already this weekend there on this show. So I know that sooner or later you will meet him, okay? Because bridge is being done. So take us now. We have 35 minutes to stay, as long as your strength permits. Just give us the rest.
Well, thank you, Brother Jose. Well, let me say this. I look forward to meeting Brother Gusto. In fact, I'm just going to say this on your program tonight. Attend next year at our next conference on the Pine Ridge Reservation to ask Brother Augusto Perez if he can come here and personally minister on Pine Ridge Reservation. So be praying about that God will work all things to his glory. I'm reminded of that scripture that I mentioned earlier, and I've just got to read it. It's in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And again, the scripture says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now listen to this, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now what caught my attention in that scripture was the word power. The same term that was used in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And that word power means the mighty miracle-working power of the Holy Ghost. Brother Jose, just as God anointed Jesus, the Son of God, God is also going to anoint the sons of God. The book of Hebrews lets us know that Jesus came to bring many sons and daughters into the kingdom. God wanted an extended family in this earth, so he brought forth his firstborn son. The first begotten of God was Jesus. But after that, his plan was to bring many more sons and daughters into his kingdom. And what excites me is that the same anointing that Jesus had, there's going to be the same anointing given to the sons of God and the daughters of God. Not a cheaper anointing, not a lesser anointing, but an equal and even greater anointing. Now, that will bother some religious people, but did not Jesus himself say that you will do the works that I will do, and even greater works than these shall you do? Brother Jose, the sons of God and the daughters of God are going to do the greater works. We're going to terrorize the darkness. We're going to terrorize the devil. We're going to terrorize demons. How? By the same anointing that God gave Jesus. It's the same Holy Spirit, not another spirit, not a lesser spirit, but the same anointing. And the anointing never comes cheap. Jesus paid a price for the anointing that the Father gave him, and every son and daughter of God that follows Jesus will have to pay a price also for that anointing. The anointing is given freely by the Lord, but it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us a daily death to self. It's going to cost us, amen, the price of picking up our cross daily and following the Lamb whithersoever he goes. It's going to cost us every bit of our self-life, every bit of any ambition, every idea or desire that we've had that would be, amen, initiated by flesh. That's got to be crucified with Jesus. And as we allow ourselves to submit to the person, power, and presence of the Holy Spirit, we will be allowed to do great damage to the kingdoms of darkness. I've got news tonight. Amen. The devil is in trouble. His demons are in trouble because God has not forsaken his eternal plan. His eternal plan was brought forth through Jesus, who was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. But through the scripture and into the book of Revelations, God says, I'm going to have a group, an overcomer. I'm going to have a company. I'm going to have a man-child who will rule with a rod of iron. And we are that man-child company. We're that righteous remnant people that are going to rise in the power and demonstration of the Spirit to yield the sword of the Lord and cut the works of the enemy asunder. And when it's all said and done, every kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a part to play. We are called to participate. We're called to co-labor with God. We're called to work with him and not just for him. We're called to work as him. And we are going to be, amen, used of God mightily for his glory in these end times like the church has never seen before. That's why the devil is nervous. That's why, amen, the powers that be are nervous. That's why even the elite, even the New World Order people, amen, they know that something's coming down. They're trying to instigate their plans and their purposes. But yet, amen, even Satanists know, even those that truly serve the devil and live to serve him, they know that there is something in the Word of God that concerning their master, that the devil knows his time is short. So whatever they're going to do, they've got to try to do it now. But listen, worship warriors tonight, God has a plan of victory for us, and it's going to come through the anointing. And we are going to display mighty signs and wonders, amen, in the word of the Lord. We're going to see miracles that are going to astound, amen, even the most hardened unbeliever. God's power is still available, amen, and the same power that men of God and women of God, amen, walked in centuries ago, all the revivalists that were used of God to bring mighty moves of God to the nations in Europe and the nations in America and across other parts of the world, God has those same mantles still available for us. And Brother Jose, when you were talking earlier, the word of the Lord was coming to me as I was listening to you share. And I want to release this word tonight, amen, to you and to all those that are listening tonight via radio broadcast. The word of the Lord came to me saying that we have been ordained to take the beachhead, and we have been under enemy fire. We've been under heavy attack. The adversaries tried to assault us, wear us down, and keep us off of the beachhead. But the Lord said that the army, that the soldiers of the cross, amen, have landed. They're there to occupy. They're there to take over. They're there to put the stake of the cross in the land, in their nations, in their countries, in their villages, in their cities. And the Lord said, for a while, we were in the foxholes. We were taking heavy fire. We were under enemy assault. But the Lord says, amen, that he's sending reinforcements. For there are even now, amen, in the air, the warfare is taking place. God is sending, amen, spiritual authority, spiritual intercession. And we have air covering by intercessory watchmen. God is causing angels of God, and God is causing the warriors of God to rise up and take flight with wings as eagles. We have air covering. We have air covering. And as this intercession begins to become a torrential move of the wind of God over occupied territory that the devil now holds, God says he's going to cause the people that have been in the foxholes, those under heavy assault, heavy attack, now to rise up and begin to run and take the beachhead. We're taking territory. We're taking cities. We're taking villages. We're taking back the property and the lands that the devil has claimed for himself. For the word of the Lord is that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all those in there belong to him. And God says it's time to rise. It's time to advance. The kingdom of God never steps back. The kingdom of God is advancing. And the word of the Lord to the intercessors out there tonight is, amen, you have the enemy, amen, in your sights. You have the enemy in your sights. He's had you in his sights for too long now. But now you're targeting the enemy with the arrows of the Lord. The bow of the Lord is bending. You're shooting arrows at the adversary. You're using your spiritual weapons to advance. The word of the Lord is advance. Take the land. Take the people, amen, steal the treasures of darkness. Go and get the souls that have been blinded by the adversary, amen. Through your intercession, it's time to get out of the foxholes and begin to rush the beachhead and take the beachhead. You've got the victory. The Lord is a man of war. He's marching before you. The Lord is your rear guard. The Lord has your back. go and rise up, almighty warriors, tonight in the Spirit of God, and go and occupy and take the land and make the siege in the Holy Spirit. For the Lord says, my presence will go before you, and I will cause my anointing to be upon you, and the same anointing that served the purpose of my son Jesus shall now be upon you, O warriors of the Most High, and my anointing shall destroy the works of darkness, shall destroy the works of the devil, and you shall see the captive set free as you go forth. So rise up, almighty warriors, now, and march, 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 march in rank at the direction of the commander as the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of the warriors. You're warriors that I've called and chosen for such a time as this. So rise up, almighty warriors, and march and go forth and take the land, says the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jose, I feel that anointing of power tonight. I'd like to just take the liberty to release this anointing upon you and all that are listening tonight. Father, the anointing of God is precious. Lord Jesus, amen, himself was anointed by you. And Father, the anointing that we experienced and the angelic activity that we experienced at this conference, Lord, it's not because of ourselves or because of who we are. It's because of who you are, Jesus. And we worship you tonight, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we give place to take time to say thank you, Lord, for such a great visitation upon the reservation. But, Father, this same anointing that is tangible tonight, I, by the authority of God and by the decree of God, release this same anointing that we experienced in tangible form and seen visibly. We release that now to be received by the listeners tonight upon this radio broadcast. Father, empower the people, the same power that you gave to your son, the same anointing that you gave to your disciples through the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. For those that have not known the Spirit of God in fullness, tonight, Father, we release that anointing. And, Father, we release the angelic activity of the Most High God of your throne room tonight to be with your people tonight, the worship warriors, the remnant, the intercessors, the watchmen, the prophets, the pastors, all the fivefold ministry gifts. Let them return to a supernatural God and experience his supernatural power, for the arm of the Lord is not shortened. Father, I thank you tonight that this anointing is going through the airwaves. This anointing is going into the hearts and lives of those that are hungry and thirsty for the fullness of your Spirit and for the empowering of the Holy Spirit, for those that want, amen, to kick some devil butt, for those that want to destroy the darkness and break and destroy yokes in the realm of the Spirit and set captives free and heal the sick and raise the dead and experience the miracles that you said that we could, the signs that will follow those that believe, Father God. Tonight we're pressing in that you can, Father God, allow us to receive a greater grace, a greater faith, a greater anointing than we've ever walked in before. This is a time to move to a higher dimension, a higher level of the Spirit, and to receive our inheritance as sons of God, as daughters of God, as your body, as your bride, as your man-child, Father, tonight. We accept right now and receive by faith this new anointing, this new fire, this new oil tonight. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. It's released and it's going through, God, the airwaves to be received by those that are hungry and thirsty for this anointing tonight, God. We give you praise for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, God. In Jesus' name we thank you for it. Amen. Receive tonight. Receive tonight. And receive tonight. Amen. The wounded warriors shall become worship warriors. They shall rise and not weary. They
brother.
Shall walk and not faint. They shall spread their wings and fly like eagles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory to
that's
God.
That's good meat, brother. That's pure meat that is coming from the Holy Spirit for our lives, for our souls. While you were praying, brother, God was talking to me. Just say to my family, say, I was contending with Father. I don't know God. I don't know my Father. Okay, but then God put my heart faith and said, say it, and I'm going to say it.
Yes.
The devil tried to hide from us in these last years, especially in America.
Yeah.
With sounds of fear. try to hide from the remnant. There is there the power that God wants to deliver to you, you American brothers, you Native American brothers that now know the Lord, the real Lord of glory. Mm. You can change the future in America. It's not Illuminati.
That's right.
Because the same God that would spare Sodom and Gomorrah, if he found 10 justified people there, is the same God that wants to preserve America from this satanic agenda. Since in the last 4 years, I have been hearing dark futures to America. It's the coming of Nibiru. It's the Mayan agenda. It's the end of the world every month. But we're still here. You see, my brothers, he tried to steal your power, your faith, your power is spiritual. Even now he's trying to make a black mass on Harvard School. But he was defeated. They had to stop that thing. And if you take your position in America, God will build this army, not only in America. He will stop the agenda. I don't care how many aliens are coming. I know that the one that I am waiting has already come. He's here.
Yes.
Let them come. Let them come. The giants, the Nephilim, let them come because I am tired of waiting for kicking some butts. I am tired of being wounded and they're kicking me. It's my turn now. It's your turn, brother.
Yes.
The army is raising. The army. God didn't stop. God didn't stop. The devil didn't stop. But you think our God has stopped? He didn't. Look what he's doing in that Pine Ridge Reservation. Look how the devil in Canada with the fray of this man that was crying last year in Hagman and Hagman show for help. Look what God has done. You wouldn't believe what God will do with your life, with your family, with your state, with your city in 1 year if he tells you now. You wouldn't believe. If in 2 years behind, God would tell me that I would be married with a Brazilian girl from the other side of the world, I wouldn't believe. I thought I would be an uncle for the rest of my life. And look what he did.
Yes.
The devil tried to steal our power. And our power is the Holy Spirit in us. That's why the build is being build is being constructed. It's almost end of the army. Will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And it's our turn. It's our turn. Okay? If you are down now, just prepare to raise up as you become stronger. Okay? If you are wounded, that's the scar that we'll use it to teach the others. I was wounded, but God healed me. And I can prove this, that my God is alive. This is what your future is. It's not the aliens. It's not the giants. I know they are there. These guys that have Nephilim. You can put the clothes you want. You are the defeated one, Satan.
Yes.
You are the defeated one. Not me, not my brothers. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That was powerful, Jose. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, that lifted my spirit and made me strong. Amen. Hearing you decree and release those things because, yes, if there's all types of demonic, satanic powers that are set in place in all strata of society, government, federal, state, international, monetary, religious, corporate, but if God was not God, amen, then he would be overcame and so would his people. But the tables are going to shift and turn upon all the plans of darkness as it has throughout the history of the scriptures. Amen. Satan has tried everything he could at all times to discredit God, to discredit the true people of God. But the devil has never been able to stomp out and destroy, amen, the plans and purposes of God. He tried to kill Jesus, but that was in the plan of God. The Bible says had the devil knew what was going to happen, he himself would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That was the devil's first mistake. And then he tried to kill, amen, the church, amen, and stomp it out, amen, through persecution and through martyrdom. But that just caused the gospel of Jesus Christ to spread abroad, and it caused, amen, it to go out to the ends of the earth. So what I'm saying tonight, listeners, is this. The devil has tried from the time of his ultimate fall, amen, to try to take authority, to try to take the place of worship of God. He's tried it through many societies, through many people, through many antichrists before, and he's always failed. He's always, amen, been a abysmal failure at all of his plans. And what is going to now be the devil's nail in his own coffin is the emerging remnant of the sons and daughters of God who are going to be so conformed to the image of Christ, who's going to be so mature in the maturity of the Lord himself. We're going to be, amen, in the full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus has duplicated himself and replicated himself in every truly blood-bought believer by his nature, his power and authority. Amen. And there is going to be an ultimate fight. There's going to be an ultimate Star War scenario that will happen, both in the spiritual and even the natural. Come and let it go, because there are soldiers like Brother Jose here tonight with his radio broadcast program. There are soldiers on the Pine Ridge Reservation. There are other soldiers, amen, amen, out there tonight listening. We are standing in a ready alert status. We are able and we are qualified because we're called and chosen in him before the foundation of the earth. We are ready. We're ready to fight. We're ready for a rumble. And I'm talking about a spiritual rumble. I don't advocate lawlessness. I don't advocate violence. But I do advocate the Lord Jesus Christ. I advocate the blood of Jesus. I advocate the Word of God. I advocate the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we are going to conquer. We're going to conquer in his name. And his name is Yeshua HaMashiach. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In that name, we're going to advance. In that name, we're going to pull down spiritual strongholds. In that name, we're going to dethrone thrones of iniquity in the realms of darkness. I've got to put the New World Order and the elitists on notice tonight. There is a God who sits in heaven that is laughing at all your plans. He's laughing at your agendas, but he's smiling at his people. He's kissing his church on the face. Amen. And we're kissing the sun back, because we're making worship unto the Lord God. And as we worship, he's enthroning himself in our midst. And the man of war is rising. The Lord shall go forth as a man of war. And he's going to go forth as a man of war through his people. Saints of God, get ready for the fight of your life. But it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight, because it's the good fight of faith, glory to God. And in faith, we have the victory. In faith, we overcome the world. Yeah. In faith, we overcome anything that the world has planned against us. There's going to be, amen, martyrs, but even that will not be a loss. That will be a kingdom crown to those that so freely love not their lives unto the death. And we are going to overcome, amen, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and loving not our lives unto the death. That's good news, Brother Jose. Praise be unto the Most High God tonight.
Amen, brother. When our pastors, our ministries, our real men of God understand that the devil tricked them, he gave them fake weapons to use. He gave them slash guns to use in spiritual warfare. When they throw away all the kind of manipulations, all the tricks, all the envies, all the pride away from their congregations, when they become for the first love again, when they start poor, really poor and humble, when they become again like children of the Most High, they will be blessed with the grace of God. Just throw away the fake guns that the devil gave you to do the work of God, because he knew if you grabbed these instruments, you couldn't do what God wants you to do. I know there's a lot of pastors there the thing that I don't like church. I was 10 years on a church trying to warn them because I love them. I saw how God blessed that church, that congregation, and how the men put it down. How the men turned back to Jesus Christ and give his hands to the money, to the love of money. I saw this, and I didn't came out in the first day, in the first month, in the first year that I saw this happen. I tried that to change. There is a time that God say enough is enough. There is still time for my pastor to start walking in all the truth. Throw away that gun, that fake gun of the tithing law, of the manipulation of minds, of the abuse of the authority that God gave in the kingdom. You are not the pastor. You are not the savior of your congregation. You are a servant, a deacon of Jesus Christ, as all of us.
Yes.
When all of these things come down, God will bless you with his whole grace. Just try it. Try to put your trust in the grace, only in the grace, and throw away the law. Throw away that thing that Brother August will be talking next Saturday. The traditions of the elders that start the kingdom of God. Throw away this, and you will see God embrace your ministry twice that you think. Or otherwise, you will stay behind. Your sheep will suffer from your stubbornness. And you will cry when you see this army that is trusting only in the grace of God. He's not charging anything. Just giving because he is blessed. You will stay behind. And you will be accused for not bringing freedom to your sheep that God has confidence to you. Throw away the bad guns that the devil gave you and be blessed and join the caravan that it will end in eternity with Jesus Christ. This is my prayer for you in Jesus' name.
That's so timely, Brother Jose, what you just said, because the Lord took me to a scripture in Revelation chapter 22, and this is what it was. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Brother Jose, tonight I believe the water of life is flowing. If there's anyone out there tonight that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to understand that you're in the valley of decision. If you're listening to this program tonight, it's not by accident. It's because the Father orchestrated you to be under the sound of Brother Jose's voice via his radio broadcast, listening to the great, awesome power of a true living God. There's no other God besides the Lord God that we talk about on this program. There are false gods, and many of you that may have served false gods need to turn from the false gods tonight and turn to the true living God who sent his son Jesus to die for your sins, to be raised again on the third day in resurrection power, and who now sits at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for, amen, the people of the earth. And so tonight, the water of life is Jesus, and this is freely being given to you tonight. You're not being charged. You're not being taxed. Amen. This is coming from the throne of grace tonight. Amen. We would love to see you accept the Lord tonight if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Now is the day of salvation. Do not put it off. The Holy Spirit, who brings conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, is working in your heart. He's speaking to you. For those of you that may have fallen, backslidden, turned away from the Lord for whatever reason, if you've been hurt in church, institutionalized religion, amen, don't give up on Jesus. Jesus never hurt you. the church may have, religion may have, but Jesus never did. So if you're backslidden tonight and you were hurt and wounded, return to the Lord. Come back to him tonight and just simply call upon him. He'll take you back as a loving father. If you've been a prodigal son, if you've been a prodigal preacher, amen, he'll take you back. If you've sold out for fame and fortune, repent, turn back to God, and serve the Lamb of God freely and follow him whether he goes tonight. If you need the power of the Holy Spirit tonight, call upon Jesus, and he'll fill you tonight. Father, I pray tonight that the spirit of adoption be loosed upon all the listeners tonight,
amen,
that they might be saved, they might be brought back to you, that they might know you in the full power of your spirit, Father God. Lord, I feel the love of Jesus just flowing out across this radio broadcast tonight. And Father, I thank you for speaking to hearts. Lord, let them respond to you. And Lord, if they accept you tonight, Lord, just let them tell someone what has happened to them. Let them call Brother Jose, contact Brother Jose and say, you know what? I accepted Jesus tonight. To God be all the glory for anything that happens tonight by the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we commit now to you, amen, this time of being in the valley of decision. Save, heal, and deliver tonight. Fill with your Holy Spirit tonight. And, Father, we just bless right now our Brother Jose and this broadcast for truly the Lord shall use this as a strong arm of your witness, as a tool to be a battle axe in the hand of God, to come against Babylon and all the defilements and all the sins and iniquities throughout there that are trying to, amen, take the people down. This place, this radio program, Father, shall be a mighty tool, and we bless it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, brother. I want to end this show with a present for Curtis for being resistant. I want to thank you also to you, Brother Curtis, Brother Mark, sorry, for being such a blessing for us. It's a pleasure always joining forces with you. Hope to see you both in next Saturday. And to you,
yes,
my brothers and sisters, be blessed in Jesus' name. We'll be back next Saturday. God bless you all. Stay blessed with this song.
Be blessed, Brother Jose. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Bye, brothers. God bless.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance? Only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Thank you.
only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine